Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before the break, I had been sharing my thoughts about Donald Trump's denial of the request for FEMA funds for six counties in Wisconsin that together sustained over $26 million in damages from those devastating August floods. It can be nothing summarized as nothing more than petty. Got a couple of great questions. We got a caller on the line about that. Kevin texting in on the WAUK text line. That's where I come to you from. Remember, WAUK now has a big time FM signal all across southeastern Wisconsin. You can find us at FM 100.3 and always on 540 AM. Kevin asked this, now that the Chevron doctrine has been overturned, Maggie, can Milwaukee sue FEMA for the funds? Like when Big Oil sues the EPA. I think that that might be possible, Kevin. And Kevin gets an A for the day for knowing what the Chevron doctrine is and how important it was. It was a doctrine that in the past gave agency determinations effectively the benefit of the doubt, unless the congressional legislation, which conferred upon that agency particular powers to regulate or enforce particular laws, specifically did not allocate that power to the regulatory agency. Again, Chevron doctrine basically said, we presume that the agency action is invalid unless these very specific factors are met. So with Chevron gone, there's a greater opportunity to challenge agency actions. I think that'll be at play here, Kevin. Great question. The governor's office announcing today that they are appealing FEMA's decision. There is an administrative appeal process, which is necessary to complete before you would actually file suit. Hey, Attorney General Josh Call, I hope you got this one on your watch list because, yeah, to me, this merits a lawsuit for sure. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Hi, Joe from Madison. Happy Friday to you. What you got for us?
Yeah, I hope you have a good weekend, you and everyone working there. I wanted to react to, two things. First off, what Kevin brought up is fascinating, particularly because it points to, with the erosion of things happening in various areas of the Trump presidency, this may open up the possibility for some different responses, like saying, okay, Chevron doctrine isn't valid anymore. Okay, then we get to sue. Which will be go to court. And it's not unlike that Montana project that you were speaking of yesterday, which is a great bit. I urge everybody to go back and listen to that. And I hope you return to that, Maggie, to sort of say, look, okay, let's look at what where the legal situation is. But underneath it all, Maggie, is the idea of, I mean, it's so basic. We are a United States. And if we aren't there for each other in something as basic as a big honking flood that leaves people devastated, absolutely devastated, you know, there's problems with mold remediation, there's problems with fixing dry rot, all of that obnoxious, god-awful health scary stuff that goes on. And if it isn't in Milwaukee County, by God, it was up in Alaska last week, wasn't it? Didn't they have big floods? I mean, either we're together or we're not. If we aren't a United States, then we're just like a loose collection of states that maybe sometime might help.
A federation. That's not a constitutional republic. A federation is an alternative form of government. That's not what we're supposed to have here. We're supposed to have a uniter in chief. Donald Trump is the divider in chief. Thanks so much, Joe from Madison. Charles from Milwaukee, sir. Always nice to see you on my caller line. Happy Friday to you. What you got for us?
Happy Friday to you as well, Maggie. Have we ever had a president this petty before?
No, not in modern American history. Nixon was a very petty, thin-skinned man, which impeachment and resigned out of office. But I don't think Nixon comes anywhere close to the thin-skinnedness and pettiness, the childishness of this president.
I mean, that the whole fact that he says that he's only the president for basically people that voted for him, that's not a president, and it cracks me up when we have certain conservative listeners out there that will say, "Well, Joe Biden was a divider, Obama was a divider." And I've never heard them talk like, "Well, we're not going to send money to Tennessee because it's a red state, or we're not going to send money to Florida to help with the hurricane relief because it's a red state. And my next one is, how much of this money is Donald Trump pocketing?
There's a lot of questions about Trump corruption. I just want to take up for a moment. I think, Charles, you brought up a great point. I know conservatives will lambast various policies from Barack Obama or Joe Biden. That's fair. We can always argue about policies or what some president did or didn't do. But I cannot point to a single policy from either Joe Biden or Barack Obama that was designed, or a decision that was designed to preference their supporters over others. In other words, you can disagree with how Joe Biden or Barack Obama operated as a president, some of their policies. You can say, I don't like the ACA. But to qualify for the ACA and to get health insurance, they weren't asking you who you voted for, right? Like, that wasn't a benefit that was only available to some. Now, on a very cheeky basis, I have seen commentators suggest, well, you know what benefits you get from your local and state and federal government? Everybody's got to walk around with a card, and you get the benefits that you voted for. You don't get anything more if you voted for a different sort of policy packages. That's not what we do here. That's always tongue-in-cheek, but it does raise an interesting point about, do people actually understand what they're voting for when they go into that booth? Or is it purely or mostly an emotional calculation? We're going to have to leave this discussion. When we come back, we dig in to the Pentagon's press policy and what it means for holding government accountable with Professor Michael Wagner of UW-Madison. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.